Welcome to the Sunday Morning Playground, Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, the ticket, the first one of 2018. Jay-Z's here, and we welcome back Jacob Babbitt, who, I don't know why he went here last week. You want to explain that to the people?
I went out the night before. That's all.
Okay.
No, it was my buddy's birthday, plus I couldn't go out for New Year's Eve because
right.
I was here.
That's right. You were here for New Year's Day because there was a bowl game, which we will not get into because, well, it's been discussed, it seems like, the entire week. So many analogies used. Too many chefs in the kitchen. I'm just a cook, a lonely, lonely cook. So, in the meantime, we will segue out of, or into, I should say. I just put one and one together. You got both mics on you at the same time.
Yeah, it's better for the all-around sound.
Oh, see, I turned both of them on, but nothing came out of the other one, so.
Oh.
Well, try it again.
Mic check. Mike, check.
Okay. Well, we're just going to go with Mike 4. But basketball season back in full effect, Big Ten play, and Michigan is they're rolling. They're doing quite well. Obviously, the only loss they had was the blowing the 20-point lead to Ohio State down in Columbus. But they've bounced back. They've been able to pull off some games that they have been able to do in the past. Big example, winning in Iowa. They beat Iowa in Iowa City. What was it, back on Wednesday or Thursday this past week?
Right.
And
Tuesday.
That's right, because usually I'm up in the club on a Tuesday. But it was good to see the Michigan finally snap that streak, finally winning in Iowa City for the since 2011, finally beating Iowa as well. Seems like Iowa's been kind of a problem child for the Wolverines. This is the first time they beat them since 2014. So to finally be able to pull off a victory over a team that seems to be a problem is great to see. Then yesterday afternoon from the Chrysler Center was Michigan and Illinois. And Babs, you were here for the game, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Correct.
So you got a chance to listen to the commentary of Mr. Matt Shepard.
Right.
And I didn't get a chance to listen to it. I listened to how the Big Ten Network kind of put it down. How are they kind of assessing a lot of the stuff early on in the game? Because it seemed like it was very sloppy early in the game.
Yeah, it was pretty sloppy. A lot of turnovers throughout the game. I believe Michigan finished with like 15 or 16. But the big thing that I took away from the game, and I think they did too, is the production off the bench. And guys like Isaiah Livers, Jordan Poole, they both played really well yesterday. And that was another thing that really helped catapult them over Iowa, I think, on Tuesday as well. I think the bench scored almost 40 points in that game. So that was my big takeaway, was how the bench was able to kind of provide a spark, because they were kind of sleepwalking through that first half. And then Isaiah Livers had a couple of big dunks. And, you know, Jordan Poole ended up hitting a couple of threes. Now, mind you, that was in the second half. But those two really helped get Michigan over that hump and help them kind of pull away and stay at arm's distance against Illinois yesterday.
Yeah, a lot of questionable offensive fouls in that game as well. A lot of what you would assume would have been a reach-in foul on the defense, but apparently, you know, Illinois they're trying out for the WWE because they're selling so hard. Jay-Z, your observations from the first half yesterday?
Well, being down three at half. Obviously, not where they should be against a team that has not had a win in the Big Ten as of yet. But no, I thought they you knew what the B-line was going to do. The B-line was going to do. As long as they went ahead and made most of their free throws, which they've been struggling this year, and kept bringing those up, those three-pointers up, and you saw how Duncan was started off, I thought then that was a good sign for the Wolverines.
Exactly it. Michigan trailed by three in the heading into halftime. Like I said, a lot of questionable offensive fouls called in the game. It was very sloppy. You had Charles Matthews, who had to sit out basically a long period of that first half due to foul trouble in the contest. But I mean, Michigan was able to come out in the second half, and they started out hot. They started out hot with an alley-oop dunk to get things going. Mind you, the first half, 34-31, Illinois was up at that point. Kind of going over the first half stats real quick. Michigan had two people that were leading the way in the first half, Duncan Robinson and Isaiah Livers, had 9 points in the first half. But the, obviously the big thing has been the turnover. It has been turnovers. Xavier Simpson had 4 points. He had a rebound and one personal foul, but he also had 3 turnovers in the first half alone. Just in the first half alone. Mo Wagner, 3 points, two turnovers, two rebounds, 2 personal fouls in the contest in the first 10 minutes of his play. Marr had himself no points. He counted for 2 rebounds, 2 assists. The turnover had a steal as well in the game, in the first half, I should say. And Jordan Poole had 5 points, 2 rebounds. He was probably the only one that had the cleanest of the slates as far as having points without any turnovers, any personal fouls, going 5-2, 1-2 in 14 minutes in the first half. And on the Illinois side of the ball, it really was the Kipper Nichols and the Mark Smith show. Smith was... He kind of camped himself in that bench in the crowd side corner of the first half, and he was hitting threes that are going out of style. And even though it was only 2 of them in the first half, just draining buckets in 9 minutes, 8 points, had himself 1 steal as well in the first half for the Illini, who went into the half up 34-31. The second half, it really was a tale of two tapes as Michigan outscored Illinois 48-35 in the second half. Marr led the way in the second half for the Wolverines, 13 points with 2 rebounds, 2 assists, a block, and a steal. Charles Matthews able to come back in the game, scored himself 10 points on 2 assists as well. And then Xavier Simpson only accounted for 1 more point, which, by the way, he got the start. And I know that was kind of been one of the things throughout the week was, should Xavier Simpson be put into that starting role? He's kind of come off the bench, and he's played out of his mind off the bench. Were you guys okay with that decision with them starting last night or yesterday afternoon, I should say?
Yeah, no, I like Simpson. I like him as a starter because you obviously when he's not, Brooks is starting. Brooks only really played 4 minutes, 1 assist, 2 boards. Simpson wasn't filling up as far as points, but did have 7 assists in the ball game, 3 rebounds. Those turnovers, as you pointed out, were probably the negative point of it. 5 points, but obviously he's looking to pass the ball, and I think that's obviously yesterday the inside was working, and because of that, you didn't really need Simpson to shoot as much as he did. He ended up going 1 for 5 overall, 3 for 6 from the free throw line, and 0 for 2 from the 3-point line. But no, I thought he had a good game, not a great game. Obviously, he's got to clean up those turnovers.
Jacob, your thoughts on Xavier starting yesterday afternoon? Should he have stayed? Should he have played off the bench?
No, I mean, I'm fine with him starting. Again, you're not going to need him to, you know, shoot 7-8 times a game. You're really having him in there to be the point guard, to facilitate an offense. So, you know, again, with Charles Matthews only playing 15 minutes, you know, and even Wagner being in foul trouble as well, you got to find different guys that have to take shots. So you're not going to see that a whole lot, I don't think, because Michigan's a very disciplined team. They don't foul very much. So I think it was just kind of a rare occurrence to see Simpson shooting so much. So I'm not necessarily worried about it. Again, the turnovers are, you know, kind of concerning. But Michigan still really kind of trying to find their point, you know, a point guard to carry them forward, you know, throughout the rest of the year to replace Derek Walton. Obviously a tough task, but I think Simpson will end up being the guy, at least starting-wise.
Okay. Oh, might help if I actually turn my microphone back on. I turned it off. Forgot about that. So your guys' thoughts also on the freshman play. Obviously, Isaiah Livers came into the game in the first half, kind of sparked a little bit with a couple of value plays. Also had himself Isaiah Livers had himself a decent game. You know, he, like I said, 3 points in the second half. Looking at the entire box score that we were so graciously given to by our sports information director, he gave it to everyone. Including all of us, 12 total points throughout the game. Jordan Poole had 11 as well. Thoughts on the Livers? I mean, as he's finally stepping out of his own to possibly take that starting role coming in the very near future.
Yeah, I think Livers, he's the guy. They need to feed him more. Obviously, the 12 points. I don't believe. I mean, he's a big guy that can shoot. 6'7", but he's still shooting those threes, which Beilein has said a few weeks ago that he doesn't want him to shoot as much as he does from three. But obviously, 2 for 3 from the 3-point line, 5 for 7 overall on the field goals. Only 12 points, 1 rebound in 18 minutes. Thought he did an awesome job. Obviously, you're gonna need those guys, especially foul trouble. And when guys aren't on, like Duncan Robinson, some nights you're going to need Livers to fill in for that. And then Jordan Poole did his, 5 for 5 from free throw line. That's what Michigan needs right now. They're just not doing as well from the free throw line. 19 minutes, 11 points, 1 assist, 2 boards, 2 steals, and then also 2 for 3, both 3-pointers that he made. I love the freshman play right now for the Wolverines.
Babs?
Yeah, and I thought Livers was probably the most important player yesterday. Really, when he came in, because I think he scored 9 straight points. I think he had a couple of dunks, then he had another jumper, and then he hit a 3. So I think he scored 9 straight for Michigan. It really kind of changed the momentum. And that's really all you need in college basketball, honestly, is a guy that can, all it takes really is one play to kind of shift momentum. And especially if you're at home, it can really, shift the crowd and get them going. And that can really make an impact on a game. And I thought that's what Livers did. And then that's what I thought Poole did in the second half, hitting a couple of big threes, after having, I think he had 5 free throws in the first half. Again, Livers and Poole, I think, really were able to kind of sway momentum, both in the first and in the second half. Because Illinois was kind of trying to get close. And then Michigan was able to pull away in the end. So the freshmen, I think, were the most important players in yesterday's game, honestly.
79-69 was the final yesterday at Chrysler Center. The next game up for the Wolverines are Jay-Z's other team, the Purdue Boilermakers.
No, not this year,
not
dog.
This year. Oh, okay.
No, I'm wrong with the Wolverines.
They were before?
They were. If you go back into the archives of this show and M Zone of last year,
he
decided to switch.
You like you some Matt Painter, huh?
I was all about Swanigan, and I thought they had a better team than Michigan this year. Though I'm rolling with the Beilein all the way through the NCAA championship.
Speaking of Beilein, we've known in years past that it seems to be there are a lot of outside shooting, a lot of shots from the three from downtown, a lot of 3-point shooting. 8 for 20 in the game yesterday, and obviously one of the big targets that's usually a 3-point threat. And Duncan Robinson only went 1 for 5 in the game. Mo Wagner had 1 attempt and he made it. Marr went 1 for 4. Duncan Robinson, like I said, 1 for 5. Charles Matthews 1 for 1. Xavier Simpson 0 for 2. And then you had Jordan Poole and Isaiah Livers, who actually had the most 3 points made. Both of them going 2 for 3. Do you think it's time that maybe there needs to be a change in the offensive scheme if the 3 points aren't going the way they should?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean, because that's how Beilein's system has always been. Recruit shooters, and that's what his offense is. They're going to shoot 20, maybe even 30 threes a game. And, if they're not falling, they're not falling. That's just how it goes, We've seen Michigan at their very worst, and we've seen them at an incredible rate where they just score and score. They hit threes all over. I think that's always been John Beilein's philosophy, is to have shooters. And, I don't think that they're going to stray away from that, even if they're struggling. I think that's the bread and butter, honestly, for Beilein. That's how he's always been.
Jay-Z, why don't you think that he needs to stray from that?
No, this is Beilein's system. Someone like Duncan, as big as he is, he can play that 4 spot, and obviously, he's a senior, and I think that's what Beilein knows. He's going to go with him, stay with him. He's averaging 10 points per game this season. So far as 3-point percentage is 36. He's going to have off nights, but the only way you're going to have on nights is by keep shooting, and I believe that's what Beilein's going to do. There's going to be those nights where he's, 0 from 8 from the 3-point line, and you're like, why do they keep giving him the ball? Well, the only way we can get hot is keep shooting. And I think that's why they're going to keep rolling with Duncan. And obviously, when he's not on, they have one of those freshmen to come in as well. But take him out of the lineup would do nothing to help him whatsoever.
Like I said, the next game up for the Wolverines is the Purdue Boilermakers this Tuesday. Tell you what, Beilein loves them, the media, don't he? 9 o'clock tip-off Another 9 o'clock tip.
He hates late games.
I know. That's why he loves the media, I bet. He loves ESPN, and I'm assuming the ESPN is covering this one. 9 o'clock, you can catch that one on our sister station, which is next door, 102.9 W4 Country, before they travel up to East Lansing for the lone matchup against Michigan State. That's the other game that's happening this week. Are you guys okay with the one matchup against Michigan State, or do you think that needs to be you need to play two against your conference foes, not just your rival, but just conference in general?
Well, I mean, honestly, if I were Michigan, I'd be okay with just playing them once this year. I mean, this is the best team that Michigan State has had probably since Tom Izzo has been there.
Even heated,
even better than the one when they won in 2000.
No, probably not.
No,
no.
You wouldn't think so. Why not?
Yeah, I don't
just
think
the
so either.
Overall players. I mean, Bridges still has some learning to do. He's still growing. Same with some of those other guys on that team. They're a very young team. They're very athletic, very good. But just the leadership that they had back in those Cleaves days, I'll roll with that team against this team any day.
All right. Okay.
So essentially three big games coming up for the Wolverines. Like I said, Purdue on Tuesday, Michigan State on the road on Saturday. They're back home next Monday, or the Monday afterwards, the 15th, against Maryland. Let's take a break real quick. When we come back, let's switch from the men over to the women's side. The women's basketball have a big game this afternoon, and we'll break some of that down as far and as well as talk about how the women's team has been playing all the way up until now. You're listening to The Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.